It's the specials on The Crush at 95.9 and streaming at KRSH.com and on 95.5. We're like everywhere. And I have Ziggy in the house. Hey, Zig.
We are everywhere.
Yes.
Don't you remember we used to see that bumper sticker all the time? We are everywhere.
That's right.
Especially in Sebastopol. We would see that.
Yes. How are you, Ziggy?
I am doing great. I didn't actually have a lot of sleep last night because I was up so late reading this book that I just got. And you know when you're just really into a book?
Yeah.
You know, and the hot hippie is like in bed, like you know,
passed out.
It's 7:30, and I'm like
Sounds like me.
All the live long night, and it was pouring rain.
Right, it was raining up there. It wasn't raining so much in Petaluma.
But you know, it's like sweater weather. So for me, it was like I had the sweater and you know the slippers, and the fire was roaring, and I'm reading this book, and it's raining outside. I'm like, this is my kind of night. The house is quiet.
Oh, very nice.
Anyway, it's Wine Wednesday, and thank you for tuning in. I'm Ziggy the Wine Gal, your host of almost 30 years now.
Wow, yeah. Well, we've got our 30th anniversary coming up.
I know. I'm so excited for that. And Oliver's Markets has been sponsoring Wine Wednesday all the live long day since I started.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Oliver's Markets. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits, they have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. And, of course, that downtown Santa Rosa location, I just poured all of my Thanksgiving wine picks there for everybody to taste. It was like a week and a half ago before Thanksgiving. We were packed from the minute I started and then until we ran out of wine. We were packed for 2 hours.
Who wouldn't want some of the best wines around?
Well, that's just it. And I had the winemakers there, which was really cool, pouring their wines. And people could try flights of them. And it was just great to meet so many Crush listeners, a lot of which I've never met before.
Right.
And a lot of familiar faces as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
by the way, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You had your birthday on Thanksgiving proper.
I know. I did. So today's the last day of Ziggy Graw.
That's right.
Anyway, super great. So today, of course, we have my annual holiday cocktail show.
Nice.
And I got ice out of the freezer this morning. And I'm like, you know, this cocktail's going to require a little bit more ice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an okay thing. I think a month or so ago, you and I were talking, Andre, about what the big difference is between shaking a cocktail and stirring a cocktail and why you would do that. And then, of course, you gave the James Bond reference on martinis.
Right.
Right. So today, on top of the holiday cocktail reveal, I have my annual suggested holiday gift guide.
Okay.
And so we're going to start with that. So I mentioned last night I was up reading this book. And, of course, I've been waiting to get this book. I signed up for it a while ago. And I got to meet the author when I was back in Louisville, Kentucky for the La Dame d'Escoffier conference. And I'm just so excited about it. And I knew I wanted to talk about it as my number one pick for holiday gift giving, even if it's a gift you're giving yourself. Like, I could not put this book down last night. And it's called Juke Joints, Jazz Clubs, and Juice.
Nice.
So I love the alliteration. I'm a big alliteration queen. But this is a book that has cocktails from two centuries of African-American cookbooks.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool. And then each chapter will go into like jazz and what that means and what the juke joints were. And so it gives you a lot of history, not just on cocktails that are in there. Cocktails are kind of after all the history and things that you read about. But it's just so interesting. And the combination of ingredients that they used back then, because a lot of it was creating something with whatever they had.
Right. Right.
You know, which I do in the kitchen all the time. Yesterday, I had a little luncheon in Zigtown, and I'm like, I'm not going to the store. I have plenty of things here. And I just made pasta of the moment.
There you go.
And it was just like, here's what I have, and here's what I'm creating. And Teal's like, Mom, you need to do a recipe book.
Exactly. Sometimes that kind of stuff ends up just being amazing, and it's sort of a one-off, you know.
Yeah. So Toni Tipton Martin, an amazing woman who wrote this book, Juke Joints, Jazz Clubs, and Juice, is just one of these human beings that you meet that you just want to talk to forever. You know, she's such a wealth of knowledge. She's a beautiful person. She's a James Beard award-winning author. She is a culinary journalist. She's a community activist. She has a collection, get this, of more than 450 African-American cookbooks.
Wow.
I just want to spend like a week looking at all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
She wrote a book that I also have called Jubilee, and it's recipes from two centuries of African-American cooking. So looking back on some of those recipes and the history of how we got to certain things that are part of our everyday eating here in the United States, right?
Mm-hmm.
Recipes that slaves created. And a lot of these cocktails go back to that, you know, when some of the slaves were making cocktails so that their owners could entertain, you know. So we look at the birthplace of a lot of different cocktails. It's so interesting to read about. So I want to give you one small little excerpt because I love this. And it's in the shaken part of the book. So you've got shaken, you've got stirred, you've got, you know, different chapters that talk about not only the juke joints and the jazz and things like that, but they talk about cocktails like, are you batching the cocktail? Meaning, are you making a whole bunch in advance, like punch, you know, like I do in the holidays? Are you building a cocktail? Is it one of those layered cocktails? Is it shaken? Is it stirred? So this one comes from the shaken chapter, and she talks about jazz. And she says, and quotes, jazz is made up of three elements, blues, improvisation, and swing. Those are three components that any home cook or bartender knows well. Improvisation is a thread that has always been tightly woven into the history of African-American cuisine and cocktails. The foundations of these recipes were created when they took what they had, then they cooked, shook, and stirred each dish and drink with as much love and finesse as they could summon. Swing is that little extra something that takes it over the top. Swing might come from a butcher or a new spirit or your favorite grocery store, flavorings and spices, or a farmer's market vendor, seasonal fresh fruits and vegetables. Improvisation slides right in when you start the remixing.
Nice.
So she just kind of captures your, you know, your mind, and you start, you know, thinking about things of a certain time. And anyway, it's a fabulous book. I can't recommend it obviously enough. It's my number one pick for holiday gift giving, and even if it's for especially yourself. Juke Joints, Jazz Clubs, and Juice: Cocktails from Two Centuries of African American Cookbooks, written by Tony Tipton Martin, who is originally from Southern California and now lives in Texas, but spends a lot of time traveling around, you know, doing all kinds of amazing culinary adventures. So that said,
and the author may be coming out.
Yes, in January.
So
I've been in touch with her, and I'm hoping to get her here to Sonoma County, which would be huge.
Yeah.
And to do some book signings and, you know, talk about all the things and have people be able to meet this incredible author. You know, she's done things like there's a cocktail in her book called California Soul, you know, which is kind of a tribute to her California roots. And it's a drink that celebrates this gentleman, David Stockton, who was the inventor and has a patent for his invention of tonic.
Oh, wow.
And she talks about the history of that. Tonic, of course, a carbonated soft drink flavored with quinine. And he invented this on November 2nd, 1886. And so her recipe for California Soul takes cues from the Sherry Punch, which is a really famous cocktail that was invented and published in 1906 from a woman, Antheline Payton. Anyway, so she talks about this combination of ingredients, you know, gin and sherry and this homemade ginger syrup that she gives you the recipe for, and lemon juice and lime juice and tonic water. You know, it's a delicious cocktail, but I love just reading the preface with the history, you know, that she's spent so much time, you know, researching. Anyway, so stay tuned, because when she gets out here in January, you know, we're going to be throwing a couple of different events around it, and everybody needs to come. So obviously, on top of cocktails, I wouldn't be balanced if I didn't talk about a special wine for your gift giving. And it has to be a Magnum, because size matters. And who doesn't like a large format of anything? But my pick for gift giving this year is from Iron Horse Vineyards. the 2015 vintage Stargazing Cuvée. Now, they have a gift set where you can also get a bouchon or a stopper. Mm-hmm. So, of course, if you're not going to drink the entire Magnum,
right,
which maybe you won't be, no judgment. anyway, this gift set comes with it, and also shipping is included as well. So cool. Nice for you to be able to ship a Magnum to yourself or to whoever you want to give a special bottle of sparkling wine to. And this is the second release in a collectible series of Magnum-sized Tête de Cuvée sparkling wines that Iron Horse is doing. Mm. And the on top of, on the label, you see an image from the James Webb Space Telescope.
Oh, cool.
So it's called Stargazing Cuvée, and this second release, because I have the first release as well, is a stunning molecular space cloud. It shows the birthplace of the star, 630 light years away.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful bottle.
Oh,
works
yeah,
really well to
that.
Show a picture of it on radio.
If you've got somebody who's like into astronomy or Star Trek, for that matter.
There you go. It's a beautiful sparkling wine with notes of grapefruit and toasted almonds. It has tiny, tiny, tiny little bubbles. Beautiful, just citrusy, some nice white fig, mm-hmm. a little bit of sliced persimmon. It's just a beautiful, beautiful wine. And of course, ironhorsevineyards.com is where you can find that gift set. And of course I have to pair a crystal with it because that's what I do now.
Mm-hmm.
And celestite is this most beautiful crystal, and it connects angelic energy with inspiration and facilitates manifestation of pure and peaceful thoughts.
Nice.
And what a perfect pairing for this sparkling wine as we're towards the end of the year, because, mm-hmm. of course, we would like to have all those things, right?
Right.
And then moving right along, I just want to talk about supporting local. Really, that's
right.
The most important thing. Our local community, no matter where you live, here, of course, in wine country, really needs your support.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be as simple as, you know, going to all these beautiful stores in little towns like Sebastopol and Petaluma and even Occidental or Healdsburg, but also going to these events that are coming up where they have a lot of local artisans,
yes.
that and vendors that have handcrafted
amazing stuff.
Really, truly amazing stuff.
I was just at one this past weekend that was on a farm, and they had all these local, artisans
yep.
with their wares. Just some amazing woven things
and handmade knives. I saw at the Healdsburg Farmers Market.
I saw those too.
Yeah. Oh. So gorgeous and perfect things for gift giving. This Saturday and Sunday, there's going to be a holiday bazaar mm-hmm. At Bacchus Landing in Healdsburg and, of course, the Healdsburg Farmers Market. So you've got a lot of opportunity this weekend there from 12 to 5 all weekend. And experiences, at this point in my life, I don't know about you, it's about experiences, not mm-hmm. about all the things.
Right.
So sometimes one of the best gifts that you can give is an experience. At a winery or, mm-hmm. At an event. And you can buy gift certificates ahead of time or gift cards now. I'm dating myself a little bit. I don't know if they do gift certificates anywhere, but you know what I mean. Or tickets like the Winter Wineland event that happens every January. It's an amazing event that has dozens and dozens of wineries from Russian River Valley, Dry Creek Valley, and Alexander Valley. And it's a whole weekend full of events. You can buy tickets in advance for that, and it's a great stocking stuffer. So that's really, instead of talking about all the things that you get on the computer and go buy,
right?
My focus is really get out and about and support your local community because they need you now more than ever with this economy.
Yeah.
And they're not so able to do these, like, Cyber Monday sales and all this kind of nonsense. So, anyway... the hippie hat off now. holiday cocktail time to wrap up Wine Wednesday. And the ice is ready to go. Today we're going to talk about my holiday cocktail pick, and it's called the Clover Leaf.
Mm-hmm.
You can also make it into a Clover Club, which is a classic cocktail. And, of course, it comes from my book that we talked about today, Juke Joints, Jazz Clubs, and Juice from Tony Tipton Martin. And the clover leaf is a very festive drink made with homemade grenadine, which is super easy to make,
mm-hmm.
with pomegranate juice, basically sugar and water. And it has lemon juice in it, egg whites, and it results in this cocktail that's just frothy and beautiful.
Oh, look at that.
And it's red, and then the egg white that you're adding to it adds white foam on top.
Yeah.
And then you got a little bit of a green garnish, whether it's a mint leaf or you can use a little tiny sprig of rosemary. So it's very festive
Christmas
and holiday-like.
Colors, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And very, very easy to make. And the Clover Club, one of my all-time favorites. This cocktail has so much history and goes back to way back in the day. First time I ever had one, Cappy Sorrentino made it for me. This is Danny Sorrentino's son. Made me a Clover Club, and I fell so much in love with it. And it's three parts gin, one part French vermouth, dry vermouth, one part grenadine, the white of one egg, and cracked ice. That's all it takes. Hmm. And it's just that egg white that provides that foam
the froth,
that you see at the top. And the clover leaf, both of these recipes on the same page in the book, has a few more ingredients, and it calls for Old Tom gin, which is a classic style gin, which is a little bit, I want to say, almost sweeter than a regular gin, and it's not so much juniper in your face kind of a gin.
Right.
But you can use a gin of your choice if you want a spicier gin or a citrus forward gin. There are so many gins available right now, especially locally at all of our distilleries.
That's right.
So if you like a spicier cocktail, you know, use a Sipsong Indira gin or, you know, the Griffo Distillery in Petaluma. Their gin is very Meyer lemon forward. So depending on what your palate is, and you can make the drink very easily sweeter or not so sweet. I like things a little bit on the tangy side.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just going to use a little less pomegranate grenadine as opposed to a lot more.
Right.
Like my sister loves the sweet drinks.
Sure.
She's going to be full on with the pomegranate grenadine. I'm going to be a little bit less than that, but you're still going to get that beautiful red color of the cocktail. Same with the Clover Club cocktail.
Nice.
Easy to make, just a handful of ingredients, like a small handful, 2-3 for the Clover Club and 4 for the clover leaf. And you just put in your cocktail shaker and you shake it up, and that's, you really got to be vigorous about it because you're really trying to combine that egg white
the froth
and get it emulsified.
Yeah.
So that when you go to strain it out into your vintage cocktail coupe, which by the way would make another great holiday gift, shop at your local antique store. And then you can just garnish it with a little green on top.
Right. And the bubbles and the froth float to the top.
That's exactly right.
I could see Mrs. Claus with that drink.
You know? Oh, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the elves in the back room, whoop, whoop. There you go. Well, thank you for tuning into Wine Wednesday today and wishing you a very happy holiday season. Next Wednesday, I'll be live again revealing this year's holiday wine picks.
Sweet.
Moving right along, as they say.
Right along.
So deadline is tomorrow or Friday to enter. If you're a winery listening and you want to enter your wines for consideration for holiday wine picks, send me an email, ziggy@krsh.com, and I will scoop you on the deal, and we will reveal next Wednesday.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Andre. Cheers.
Cheers.
It's almost ho, ho, ho time. Can you believe it's the holidays are here? Family.